have details of a new Obama administration crackdown on the corporate tax reduction strategy known as the inversion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Treasury Department has taken a big step toward thwarting what are called tax inversions. That's the controversial maneuver where a U.S. company acquires a foreign firm in part to lower its U.S. tax bill by taking a foreign street address. Marketplace's Noel King is here with the latest. Noel, the Treasury's new rules are effective immediately. What do they say?
Well, they'll make new inversions much harder, and they'll lessen the financial rewards for companies that do invert. So a big part of that is no more hopscotch loans. Companies have to pay taxes on foreign earnings when they bring them back to the U.S., but inverted companies get around that rule by moving funds from an overseas subsidiary of the existing company to a new company that's formed by the inversion. That allows them to minimize the taxes they pay in the U.S.
The changes will affect inversion deals that are currently pending?
Yes. There's AbbVie, a pharmaceutical company based in Illinois that's in the process of acquiring a smaller British company called Shire. Shire shares are down about 5% this morning. There's also Medtronic, which makes medical devices and is based in Minneapolis. Medtronic is moving to acquire the Irish firm Covidien.
Now, there is bipartisan agreement in Congress that the Treasury, while it may hinder the practice of inversions, it can't stop it by itself without Congress.
And Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew had the following to say about that. Quote, there are limits to what we can do administratively, which is why it is incumbent upon Congress to pass anti-inversion legislation when they return in November. So clearly the Obama administration plans on keeping the pressure on Congress to overhaul the way businesses are taxed.
Marketplace's Noel King, thanks.
Thank you.
China's online commerce giant Alibaba, as of Friday, trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Now investors are awaiting another big new stock to hit the market. The price of new shares of Citizens Financial Group are expected to be set later today. It could be the largest bank IPO since Goldman Sachs back in 1999. It's a stock offering born in adversity, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Citizens Financial Group is one of the largest regional banks in the U.S., but it's owned by the Royal Bank of Scotland. During the financial crisis, RBS was bailed out by British taxpayers. Banking analyst Richard Beauvais with Rafferty Capital Markets says now the U.K. government wants out.
They're saying, hey, look, we don't want to be in the banking business. You know, you forced us to bail you out, and now give us the money back. And if that means selling off assets, sell them.
Kathleen Smith manages a fund that invests in newly public companies at Renaissance Capital. She says this year has been the strongest for IPOs since 2000, but financial companies haven't fared so well. And with the Citizens offering coming just days after the biggest IPO ever,
it will be a test of the market capacity to add additional new product to portfolios.
Smith says investors may also look askance at the $9 million in bonuses Citizens executives are expected to get from the IPO. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down 1.3%. The DAX index in Germany is down more than a percent after factories in the countries that use the euro reported weakness in September amid sliding prices. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down. $4 will buy you what, a she-she cup of coffee maybe? But at a handful of Walmarts in the South, store employees can get a medical checkup now for $4. The company just opened two more primary care clinics in Macon, Georgia and Tyler, Texas. Sarah McCammon reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Walmart isn't a charity, so why practically give away medical care to its employees? Eric Klein leads the healthcare team at the national law firm Shepherd Mullen Richter in Hampton. He says Walmart could actually come out ahead in the big picture.
You have to look at the entire cost. It's not just the $4 copay, it's the entire cost.
The $4 office visit is only for employees on Walmart's health insurance plan. Klein says if employees go to an on-site clinic owned by Walmart, the company could save money on doctor visits and insurance premiums. Cutting out the middlemen could bring down the cost of Walmart's insurance plans, says Tufts University Med School Dean Harris Berman.
If the employees are getting it done here for $4, it won't show up on their insurance bill.
Walmart wouldn't let us talk to any workers except for the ones in the corporate office. But the folks on the PR team say employees are pleased with the $4 visits. With more than a million employees and their dependents on the Walmart health plan, that price could have implications for the rest of us, too. Jennifer LaPerry is Walmart's senior director of health and wellness.
It's really important as the, you know, the U.S. largest private employer with the 1.4 million associates and family members on our plan. We feel we have a unique opportunity to help lower the cost of care.
LePerry says the number is also part of Walmart's branding strategy in keeping with the $4 generic drug program that it launched in 2006. Healthcare attorney Eric Klein says Walmart also wins by having a clinic just steps away from the checkout lines.
By taking better care of their employees, they actually get better results economically, less absenteeism, and that's a real cost savings over time.
Walmart is piloting the idea for now. It's opening about a dozen clinics by the end of the year in three southern states. Those areas have high rates of chronic disease and a shortage of primary care doctors. If the concept works, Walmart may take it nationwide. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.
And the SEC won't reveal the identity of an overseas tipster who will get a reward of at least $30 million for calling the attention of authorities to major fraud at some company, also unidentified. That's at least twice as large as any previous bounty under a piece of the post-crisis financial reform law that encourages corporate whistleblowers to come forward. Whistleblowers get a cut of what the SEC collects. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.